here on Daf Chof Amid Beis. Let us quickly go over the Gemara. Boy Rami Bachome, Hoyu Merzokim Be'Eved Shu Shaloi. We had known that this Eved belongs to the Baal. The get Kosov Ayodoi, and the get was written on the hand of the Eved, V'Reihu Yaitze Mitachas Yodo. Now the Eved is by her, and she's tying that the husband gave her over this Eved, and she's giget. Mal, mi amrinin aknu ye aknalo, do I say it was takim akna her the get? He gave her the get. Vaidilme, hu minafshe ayil, or maybe the Eved went on his own accord to her, and there's no raya bechlal that, but the Eved is by her, that she's nisgarish, she was giget. Omar Rove said, what's the asking, Samzeb says, Shemishpatik is Shaila, but typically, the Ksav Sheyochel is Dayefu, an Eved is this. You write something on an Eved, so you take Clorox and you'll be able to erase it. So it's a Ksav Sheyochel is Dayef, so it's supposed to get, according to Aramea, to say the Chesime. Because you can erase that muchach mitoich haget. Ularove kashe masnisen. So the Gemara is, what are you asking a kashe and Rami Barchome? Ask a kashe and the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, al hayad shel evet. It seems you could write a get on a yad shel evet. You give her the evet. Ay, it's a ksav sheyochel is diet. So the Gemara says, no, bishleim masnisen larove loy kashe. The Mishnah is not at all shver according to Rove, but either mesire. The Mishnah is speaking about Taket Yochel is Dayev, but the Mishnah is speaking about that there were Edim who read the get before it was given over. And Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Lezer, there's no problem whatsoever of Ksav Sheyochel is Dayev. The Edim read the get and now it was given over, so there's no problem. Elo, L'Rami Barchomet, L'Rami Barchomet. There was no Edim Mesiris. There was Edim Mesiris, so we know that this get was given over. So you don't have any shaila, did the Eved go on his own accord? So according to Rami Bachama, we are speaking about that there was only Eide Chesime. Now Eide Chesime is a possible to get because it's Yochel is Dayev. So the Gemara answers, L'Rami Bachama nami leikashe b'chseves kake. It's speaking about that the get was tattooed on the hand of the Eved. So since it was tattooed on the hand of the Eved, so it's Ein Yochel is Dayev. So it's also kosher again. So the Gemara says, Hashta Das is Lohochi. Now you came on this Eitzah of tattooing. It's a Masnisa Nami Leitik Shibik Sevitz Kaka. The Mishnah could also be speaking about who is only Eved Chesime, and it's not Ksav Sheyochel is Dayev, because it was tattooed. My havi Allah. So now the Gemara is fine. So now we figured out that the Shaila is a Shaila. So what is the din? If she is holding a get, do I say this is the get is the Eved? Do I say her tfis and the Eved is a raya that she wasn't as garish? Or they say it's no raya whatsoever because could be Eilem midati dinapshe. Toshma doma reish lokish ha-gaydris ein lahem chazoke. Gaydris means gidreis tzayin. That means if a person is holding sheep, that means we knew this sheep we knew had belonged to Reuven. And now we see the sheep by Shimon, and Shimon tainis, I bought them. And Reuven tainis, I never sold them to you. They walked over to your property. So the din is, ha-goitres ein lem chazoke, the tvise of Shimon does not prove anything. Even though all the time we have a klal koma shetachas yadodom arein shaloi, when a person is holding something, that is proof that mistameh he bought it, it's his. But if we're speaking about balei chayim, who can walk on their own accord into someone else's reshus, so goitres ein lem chazoke, so his tvise is bechlal, not a raya, that he purchased it, that it's his. So the same thing will be. That what the Isha is holding the Eved is bechlal no raya whatsoever that she was nizgarish. Could be that the Eved walked into her issues. That's the end of the sugya. Now let us see Taisus. Biksoives kake midereise leke isure atche yichtoi viyekakeya bidyoi ubekhil kedisnamba perigime demakis. Now, when we finish the Taisus, we'll try to figure out what was bothering Taisus, but Al Kaponim, Taisus is telling us as follows, that the Yisr the Eraisa of Ksavis Kaka is that one first writes with ink on the skin of a person, and then one punctures the skin. It seems the ink gets into the system, and then it becomes permanent. But that's the Seder. The Seder is first ink and then kaka, which means engraving or cutting into the skin. So Taisvah says, Midereise leke isure, atche yichtoi, first you write with dioi, you write with ink, via kakeya, bidyoi bekreil is mekakeya on the ksav. Kedisnan bepeire gimel de makets. So what does Taisvah mean? And here we're speaking about, there was only engraving without any ink. So Mamela, we don't have an Isra Deraisa. It seems, we'll try to explain later, Taisvah wanted to avoid saying there's an Isra Deraisa in the Ksiba of this get. So Taisvah says, well, I have a question that the Gemara seems to tell us. The Gemara just says, the Ksiba is Kake, the Ksiba was only through the engraving into the skin, the cutting into the skin, but there was no ink involved, so there's no Isra Deraisa to do such a thing. Well, Rab Shimon, according to Rab Shimon, and Nechayev Afila Kosav Vikiaka, according to Rab Shimon, Afila, he wrote first with ink, and then he engraved it, he cut into the skin, according to Rab Shimon, the Isra Deraisa of Ksavis Kake is not only the Etzem writing, but the writing of Hashem of Avodah Zorah. So there's no Isra Deraisa. Then Taisu says, Umiyu Isura Darabona Yikahoche. But there's an Isra Darabona. That means we just accomplished there's no Isra Deraisa because there was no ink. Was just cutting into the skin, but there's an Isra Darabona. The Afilu Eifer Mikla Osa Liten Agave Makosa Mibnation Nire Kirsoivis Kak. That means the dinis of a person is a maker. He wants to put some ashes on this maker. Mustami wants to do it for refuah purposes. So you're not allowed to do it because it will look like you make Ksavis Kake, it's nearest Ksavis Kake. That means the make looks like you cut into the skin, and now you're putting something that will remain a permanent ksav, the ashes, so it's nearest Ksavis Kake. So the mele, so it's Osamid Rabbono, so I have a problem. So what did I say? It's not Osamid Atayre, but it's Osamid Rabbono al Kapo. So then Taisvah says, Vafilu have a hoch isur in the rice. Afilu will say that's an isur de rice over here. Become hakim have a get, it's still a get. Kedem rinen lael kosvi ala suri hano kosha. We learned kosvi ala suri hano kosha. Afo gav da osa lichtait. You're not allowed to write any isuri hano, but mishani bi isuri hano. He's having hano from the isuri hano. He's deriving benefit. Like this, if he would need to purchase a cloth, it'll cost money. He's deriving benefit from this cloth. So you're also not allowed to write an isuri hano. Minatayim ha'otayi isuri hano, because I'm deriving hano from this isuri hano. From that's vegan, it's good. So Mamela, so what's my problem? That is an Isra Deraisa of Ksavis Kake. So the get came about through an Aveira, but that in no way affects the Kashrus of the get. That is the Ivra of Taisus. Now the Shaila is, what was bothering Taisus, and We have here a shakla betali in Taisus. We see that at the beginning of Taisus, Taisus held that if an Isser, if the get came about through an Isser the Araisa, it shouldn't be a get. So Taisus wanted to whittle it down. That there's no Isser the Araisa. But then Taisus, but there's still an Isser the Rabbana. And then Taisus says, don't worry about it. For this Isser the Araisa is also no problem. And I'll prove it to you from Isuriana. So in Chiddush Rabbi Kiveger, it would seem that Taisvis, the problem of Taisvis was, Rava holds the Ovid Le Mahani. That means, if a person, the Torah said, you're not allowed to do something, if you did it, it doesn't help. Now, there are different cases. For example, there's a din, you're not allowed to make a mum on a b'chair. So if I make a mum, I'll say it doesn't help. I made a mum. The mum is there. I was even a veira. No, the machlekes, abaye v'rove, yovid mani, yovid le mani means if my pu'ula shafts something, it creates something, it makes a chalois. For example, we'll talk about, lo yachlifenu. You're not allowed to make a tmura. You're not allowed to make a tmura. Now, and if you made it, it is chal. So that's a problem. Let's say you're like Mahani. I mean, there he's making a chalais hegdish. When you weren't allowed to make a chalais hegdish in that either. That's the sugya of Yavid Mahani. So Taisus had a very innocent kasha. The kasha is that since one is not, the get was created through an aveira. So it should be a possible get. That means if you want to create a kosher get, this is not the way, this is not a permissible way to make a get. You're making a get to ksoivis kake. So it shouldn't be a hersher get. I have to make something over here. If you did it to an aveira, it's not chal. That was Taisus' problem. Then Taisus says, don't worry, it's good. Even if they came to an aveira, it's good. So what's the shakl of Italian Taisus? So first Rabbi Kivega wanted to say a pshat, but then he falls off this pshat. But let's first say the pshat he wanted to say. He wanted to say the lomdus of the Ovid Loi Mahani is that if I'll say loy mahani, so I'll accomplish that he wasn't over the aveira. So then you say yovid loy mahani. That means the whole aveira is because it's mahani layachli fenel. That means you shouldn't make a tamura. You shouldn't make a tamura. No, if it won't become a tamura, so it comes out it wasn't even aveira. Then we say yovid loy mahani. So that is very good if by saying loy mahani, there will be no aveira. Then we say loy mahani. But over here, he made a get to ksavis kake. And what will be the din if it'll be a possible get? He still was aiv on the lab of ksavis kake. So memele, here we don't say he ovid loy mahani. So Rabbi Kivega wants to be mitzadet to say that that's pshat and taisvitz, that we don't say iovid loy mahani over here, because you only say loy mahani if through the loy mahani I accomplish he's not even aveira. Let's say he's not allowed to marry a certain nisha, so the kedusha won't be chal, so he wasn't even aveira. So then we say iovid loy mahani, but over here the aveira will be oivisai besai. But then Rabbi Kivega says, I'm wrong. And from this taisvitz I see I'm wrong. Why? Because Taisvus brings a raya from Kosfei Ali Suriyano. Kosfei Ali Suriyano, it's a kosher get. So a raya, there's no problem of Yovid Leimani. He says, there is a problem, Taket. What hano does he hear from the get? He wrote Ali Suriyano. What's the Issa? Issa, that's a kosher get. You're deriving benefit from the Suriyano, you have a kosher get. If I'll say Yovid Leimani, so it's not a kosher get. So you're not deriving hano from the sureno. So let's talk and say yovid lemahani. So we see from Taisvis that that's not pshat in Taisvis. If the gedel would be, I only say Ovid Leimahani, if through the Leimahani he won't be Evan Aveire, then I should say it by Yisuri Yano, say Leimahani, he should be apostle again, he won't be Evan Aveire, because then he doesn't have any Yano from the Yisuri Yano. So the Kevega Lemaisa wants to say that the whole gedel of the Ovid Leimahani was only said if the Torah spoke about Abba Protius Tikazach, for example, Lo Yachlifenu, it says you should not make a Temura. So Rabbi Kevega says, so if I hold the Ovid Lo Mahani, Lo Yachlifenu means you can't make a Temura. That's a Taish Lo Yachlifenu. You can't do it. So Memele, so that's a Taichi Ovid Le Mahani. So therefore Rabbi Kevega says, by Shabbos, the whole concept of the Ovid Le Mahani doesn't apply. There it says, Leisasekom Meloche. So what does it mean? You can't make a Meloche? What do you mean? I'll build the house, it won't be built. I'll write a Megillah, it won't be written. So Memele, so there Leisasekom Meloche means you're not permitted to do a Meloche. So there is no Dini Ovid Le Mahani. The whole din Ovid Le Mahani was only said if the Torah spoke about a beprotius de kepule, and I could translate that the posik means to tell me you can't do it. Layach lifenu, you can't make a tmura, you can't be mekadosh anisha. Then we say Ovid Le Mahani. So, but if Stamazoi, if there's an issa not to make Seivas Kake, so you can't say the posuk means you can't make Seivas Kake, not allowed to make Seivas Kake. Fine, so I made it. Then there's no din of a Yavid Loi Mahani, and the same thing by Yisuri Ano, we can't say that the posuk means you can't have Ano from Yisuri Ano. The posuk means you're not allowed to have Ano from Yisuri Ano. So, that's how Rabbi Kevega Lamaisa wants to say, that we don't say Yovid Loi Mahani by Yisuri Ano. We don't say Yovid Loi Mahani by Ksevis Kake, because the only time we say Yovid Loi Mahani is if we could say Pshat and Posik, that the Posik is telling us you can't do this. If the Posik is not telling us you can't do this, so Mamele, then you don't say Yovid Loi Mahani. Zok Toysvus weite, Toshma, Domar Eshlokish, Hagoydres, Ein Lehem Chazoke. That by animals, if Reuven possessed a cow, and now it's Bershus Shimon, so that what Shimon is holding, the cow, there's no Chazoke from Kol Mashatachas Yadodai, Odom Arein Shaloi, because it could be the cow walked there on his own accord. Perish la'alta, adgimu shonim yeshlam chazok. If 3 years was holding the cow, and Reuven didn't say anything, and after 3 years says, maybe it's about time to give me back my cow, so then there is a chazok, because he should have woken up before 3 years. Okay. Kama b'cheska sabbat, dim toima. So, the Gemara, so what was the Shaila of our Gemara? The Shaila of our Gemara was that if an Isha is holding an Evet, which I know belonged to the Baal, is this a Raya that she was Nizkarish? Or do I say that the Evet went into her issues on his own accord, so it's not Raya Bechlo that she's Nizkarish? So the Gemara was poishit from a member of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, I'm going to say one chazok. For Toisvis, you have to be a member of Reish Lakish by Avodim. Masnissen have a leilis. You should put enough in the Mishnah. The Snan Hosom, Avodim, Cheskosom, Gimur Shonim, Yayim, Liyayim. If you want to prove that you purchased an Evet, it has to be by you 3 years. You have to work with it for 3 years. Then, that's a raya that you purchased it. Avolau Taloi. But Samazoi, you're holding an Evet, is no raya whatsoever that you purchased Evet. So if you, the Gemara's Klanga Shaila, that what she's Tofos and they Evet, is this a raya that Evet was given over to, yes or no? So you have to bring a member of Reish Lakish that speaks about Behemoth. So bring the Mishnah, enough in the Mishnah that before 3 years, the Tvisa in the Evet is Bechlal, not a raya that this person purchased debit. So that which he's holding debit is not right. If he gave it to him, but it was get. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. Void my kamashmal of Eshlokish masnisani. But Eshlokish says, Hagoydris ein lam chazoke. The Mishnah says, Avodim ein lam chazoke, and Lachere both are because of the same reason. Because there's no raya from the tvise that you purchase it. Could be, since these are balei chayim, they can walk over by themselves to you, so your tvise is not a raya bachlal that you purchase it. V'doichik loyma kemay sheperish harav Rabbi Yehuda Mikovil, v'reish lokish osa lashminin afilu b'chiyai gavne da'ayri hochet, Shaget kosuv al yodoi ay al keren shel pore di kaychachik tzas di yavei leisha afu lohochi ein lo chazoke. Lohochi maisi meresh lokish. Esis reish lokish is talking about bedavka case of get. That a get was written on the keren shel pore or hudin by avodim. So now I have a tzas aychoche. The taket, the get was given, I mean, he wrote a get on the Yad Shel Eved. So we see he had intentions to give over the get to the Isha. That's why he wrote it. And now I see the Eved by the Isha. So I would think, so no, so let's put two and two together. It's a Raim, so he gave it over. That's the whole Chiddush of Reish Lakish. Hagoydris ein lam chazok, it's a mamel, it's no kasha, we just, why didn't bring a Raya from the Mishnah? The Mishnah is speaking about, we're not speaking about a get. Tamazoy, a person is holding an ebed, so it's not I who purchased the ebed, maybe the ebed walked over. But here we're speaking about a behemoth that there's a get written on the kernel of the behemoth. So Mimele, and now we see the behemoth by horse. I would think, so let's figure out what had occurred. We see he wanted to give her over the behemoth, and now that is by her, Mr. Tommy did give it over. That's the Chiddush of Reish Lakish. So beautiful. So that's what he might have been Reish Lakish. So Taisus said that Rabbi Yehuda Mikabil is a shrekelech adoichik. Dim kein abel afrushi behedye, given the leitzrich lashmin in ala bechiyai gavne. That means, so Reish Lakish, don't say, hagoyt reseilam chazoke, speak rocho bitchak tane. A behemoth that was written al keren shelo get eila chazok. Don't say something's a good the same chazok. If that's all what you're coming to tell us, it should be more explicit. Ela yeshloim. So this is a little different. The masnisa lo yishemina gaidres. The mishnah that says that this is the kasha. The second kasha was why do you need Reish Lakish? You have enough in the mishnah that avodim eilam chazok. So the masnisa lay shemin and gaidras. That means dafka avodim the bnei das va'aylim min avshayu. An eved is a bar das. An eved can go where he wants to go. So if the Mishnah said that an avodim eilam chazake, that does not mean a behem eilam chazake. An eved could be his worst because an eved is a bar das, so he'll go on his own accord to yanim's rishus. A behem vinishvi, a behem doesn't have das. So memele, it's less shchiach for a behemoth to go into Yanim's shoes than an eved. So memele, if I would learn the Mishnah avodim eilam chazok, I would say that's it. Ein lach by Allah chidushay, an eved ein lach chazoke, but behemoths have a chazoke because it's not so olul for a behemoth to go to someone else's rishus. Avol goitris ein dalkam leilach lebeis ishlochi lahocha hava minahochi. Shaget kosov al yodoy. So I would think, so that means that, so let us be megashim dinyan. The Mishnah says that avodim ein lechazoke. So let us just say, avodim, there's a 75% chance that the Eved walked into Yanim's Rishus. So ein lechazoke. Goydris, there's a 45% chance of walking into Yenim's Rishus. Could be Yeshle Chazoker. Could be Yeshle Chazoker. So that's what I would think from the Mishnah. Now, our case by Avodim, there's also a 45% chance that the Eved walked in, because I see there was a get. So Mistomet, the Odin did give it. So here, an Eved with a get written on his hand is equivalent to Goydris without a get written. So, that is the Gemara further. Boy, Rami Bachome, Hoyu Murzokim Betavlo Shehi Shalom. There was a tablet of wood. Now we knew Claude, this was her wood. Veget Kosovale, and now we see on this piece of wood, a get was written on it. Verei hi yoitzo mitachas yoda. And now he has this piece of wood with the get on it. And then he's going to give, and then he goes and takes this piece of wood, which we know, Claude, this was her piece of wood, and he goes and gives it to her, and he says, Hogitoch. So what's the shaila? Mi amrinen aknuya aknisole, do we say she was maknim this wood? Aidume loyodo laknuya. She doesn't know to be maknim. Now, we'll see in Rashi and Tosfos that the shaila is as follows. This was her piece of wood. Before, the husband says, Rebbetzin, you want to get, you have to be mishtatev. So you have to give me your piece of wood. I'll buy the get on it, but you have to be mishtatev. No problem. So she goes and gives him the wood. Now, but in her mind, she knows like this, what's going to be afterwards? It's a precious piece of wood. I'm going to give it back to you. This will be your get. Oh, fine. No problem. So now, she knows as follows. The wood was hers before he brought the get on it. She's going to give it to him, and he can give it back to her. So the whole thing is a ceremony. So she does not have gemiras das to be maknet to him. She never learned chumash. In chumash it says, the nosan biyoda, he has to give. In giving is called, I'm giving from mine to you. That's chumash. But in Beis Yaakov, they don't learn with such an amkus. The nosan means, that has to be shaloi lo. So she thinks that he has to hand over. So I'll lend it to him. He wants my wood. I'll lend it to him, and then he'll give it back to me. Or do I say that she understands, and she's going to das, and she's making it to him, even though she knows in 5 minutes she's going to get it back, but now there's a din v'nosan b'yodo, so it has to be his, she's making it. So that's the shaila. Do we assume that something that is given over temporarily to someone, and they know they're going to get it back right away, is it given over with a gemiras das that it should be enims, and then there'll be no problem whatsoever? Or since this whole thing is only a temporary situation, it's mine, it's going to become mine, so the one who gives it over, it's only he's giving over b'teiras shaila, not b'teiras akna, so be a puzzle again. That's the shaila of the gemara. Ma mi amrina knuye aknisale, she was maknet to him. She doesn't know to be maknet. Zotrash. Vrei hi yoitza mitachas yodo, shu bole gasha. Now this tavla is by the husband. He wants to be megarisha with this tavla. La yodo la knuye. Legomre umaknaye dovo. She wasn't goyma das to be makne. She ain't believe losses matone gemura. She doesn't have the seriousness to give a matone gemura. And therefore, vilegir she'ele b'shalo. So it's still hers. So he was megarish her with her tablet. Banan bina v'nosan. He has to give. Yes, to give, and giving means I have to give mine to you. So it's no good. So that's the shaila of the Gemara. Can I assume that she was makna b'leiv sholem or not? Omar Abaye. So Abaye said, Toshma, Av hu heyid, Abida ben Bova was made, it's a Mishnah Nidyas, al kfar kotn. There was a small village, Shehoya Bitzad Yerushalayim. Vahoya boy Zokein Echad. There was one Zokein in the city. Vahoyamalve Lechol B'nei Akfar. And he used to lend everyone in this village. he was a wealthy person. Now, let's just learn the Pashat of Pshat and the Gemara, and then we'll see Tosfos if not so Pashat, but let's learn the Pashat of Pshat. So now, when you lend someone money, you have to lend with a shtar. I mean, so you need a shtar from the loive, that the loive is going to write on his shtar that I borrowed X amount of money from the zaken. Now, these people were not well-to-do people. We see they're always coming to the zaken for money. So the zaken was a very good-hearted person. So he used to go and take his cloth, and he used to write on the shtar that I, Pliny ben Pliny, borrowed from the Zaken $1,000. Then he gave to the Loive. There's no problem in him writing this, because Vacherim Chaisman, you need to aid them for Chasma. So, I mean, with it, then the two aid them on Chasma, unless they saw the Alva. Vacherim Chaisman. And now, they're gonna give him back the Shtar. That's gonna be his again. So here, we have again the same situation. That means, halachically, the shtar has to belong to the loive. You need sefer hamikne. It has to belong to the one who's writing the shtar. So it has to belong to the loive. Now, the only way it belongs to the loive is because the malva was maknetim. But the malva knows, I mean, you get it back in 2 minutes. I'm giving it to him, and then give it back to me. So you clever shaila in such a situation, where we need for 2 minutes it should be shaloi, then it's going to go back to the previous bailam. Is there gemiras tasa vakno, or is it shayla? Is it a ceremony, or is it a hakno? So we see there was such a maise, ubo a maise of nechachomim bichshiru. They said it's good, the shtaras are good. V'amai odin and sefer mikne v'leke. When how did they say it's a good shtar? It has to be the sefer of the one who's makne. So you have to say that he was makne. So you see, you're makne, even though it's a ceremony for 2 minutes, but in this 2 minute ceremony, the malva knows that, this maise is brought about a zokin. A zokin is a shekana chokhme. Shul Chacham, the Yedeh, is no, Talmud Chacham knows. Talmud Chacham knows he needs Sefer HaMikneh. But we're speaking about an Isha who's not a Talmud Chacham. We're speaking about the Hamoinam. The Hamoinam, or the not Talmud Chachamim, so we still have a Shaila. The Rashba asks here, Amir Dike Kashi, the Rashba asks, what is the Gemara saying now? The Gemara is saying that a Pashita person, this concept of has to be yours for 2 minutes, could be, they don't have such a concept. No, Hazokin, Chochem, he knows. Frek der Rashbe, fine. The Malve was Hazokin. He was a Talmud Chochem. He was a Gvir also. The Loives were not Gvirim, were not Talmid Chochomim. So they didn't know. By them it's also a Cheshpilachal. They're taking it and then they're giving it back. So they had no das to be kainer, so never became his. The malva knows to be makne to them, but they don't know to be kainer. And if you don't have kavonis kinyan, you're not kainer. I said, vektahil the Rashba kash. Emphat the Rashba mirdike yisod, that das acheres makne, that even though the kainer, even though the kaine has no das to be kaine, but if there's das acheres makne, that will help that the kaine will be kaine. That will help that the kaine will be kaine. That is what the Rashba says. Okay. So here we have a meiridike raya, like Tais Rishita is, that a cotton can be kaine min a teira, das acheres makne, since even though a cotton doesn't have das to be kaine, but the das makne will help to that the kaina should be kaina. Let us see Rashi. Afu heyid rabidu mabavim sechesid yisachi gesim bobin en seifer mikne beleke. Sha makne zorich lichtoi besa shtar, the makne is the right to shtar, so dem mechure loch, the mukron afkla berkame de gdushin, elo lav shma mino, ki makne loi shapedomi. half of Gavdei Medafi shall nation shek venom mekabel etzli. He knows the mekabel won't keep it. The mekabel is going to give it back to him. Half al pikim, but for the 2 minutes, he's making it to him. So the Gemara says, Zok and shayni diod lakni, shu chocham. V'yoda shayni shtarim kein makneyule legamri, v'gomar dai teyo makne. He's a chocham, he's like a guy medas. Avalisha lo yodi kule hai, she doesn't know so much. She lends it. I mean, the whole thing is a ceremony, so she's lending it to him, and they'll give it back to her. So, Mela, we don't have any raya from this Gemara. Isha la yoda laknuye. And Isha doesn't know to be makna. That's the shayla. That's the other side. Maybe Isha doesn't know. Perish. Not she doesn't know. Nisha can sell something. Not she's the bedova shumachzela, something that she's going to get back. It's hers, and she's going to get it back. Like so, she's not makna with hagmiras das. Ella b'teirish sheila mashila seloi. She's masha. Afal gav dom rina leel. Did Mary Ksiva Soifa Aknele Rabbonon Midido? We learned on Omid Aleph, a Mardike Kash. There was a takone that an Isha gives the money to the Seifa. Now there we had a problem. She gives the money to the Seifa, so it has to be the get of the husband. So we said, Hefke Besen Hefke. They said that the money becomes his money. The money that is given to the Seifa, they were mafka, the money that it's ice hers and it's his, and the Seifa now is received the money from the Baal, so becomes the get of the Baal, Shalom Yisrael. So we see the Rabbonon took care of these problems. So what's the problem over here? So she doesn't have das. There she did have das. So it's hefke besen hefke. We took care of it. So we'll take care of it here also. So what's your problem? Mikomba came tavla di da le maknale. Her tavla, they weren't makna to him. Now, what is pshat in Taisvitz? So, the Ramban on Daf Chochem et Aleph says as follows, that Chazal only said hefke bezin hefke when she's giving her money. Now, if it will remain her money, she'll be kind of the Seifa. She's giving money to the Seifa. She's giving money for the Schiris and for the Klaf, for everything. She's giving money for everything. Now, if it will remain her money, so the Seifa will belong to her, and then we're in hot water. So Mamela, they said, in order that it should not belong to her, we shouldn't get into problems, so it'll be mafka the money. They only were mafka to prevent a problem. That means her money going to the Seifa could create a problem. So they were mafka the money. They made it his money. That there's no problem. So his money is going. But the minute it's her Seifa ready, then Chazam says, "Nishta reingemisht over it. Your Seifa, you have to be maknit." That means they didn't go so far. They just said hefke bezin to prevent a problem. That means that in order that the Sefer should not belong to you, we said hefke bezin hefke. But if it's your Sefer, then you have to take care of it. We won't take away your Sefer and be machnet to him. That's what Taisvitz says. That's the next chelik of Taisvitz. Let's wait till we come to the Gemara. The Kaisiv Bechsav Yodai V'Acherim Chaisme V'im Taima. Taisvitz amoyre de kekash. Ma inyan shitrei halvo leget. What is the comparison from shitrei halvo to get? The einem ela l'raya. The whole purpose, he lent money. The zokin lent the money. So if he lent the money, so then meshubit to pay him. Aloiv is meshubit to pay. The whole purpose of the shtar, it's not a shtar kinyin, it's a shtar raya to be made that I lent you the money. There's a shibud. Shibud de raise. So if I lend you money, I get a shibud automatically. Ilav mishum ve'ein lo kol, k'nemrin b'cheskes habatim. The reason that you don't mourn for mishabodim by milva alpes, because there's no kol. The man the yaziv, betzina yaziv. A person who lends money, usually a man who borrows, lends money or borrows money, he only borrows betzina. Not everyone should know about it that he has to borrow money. So Mamela, no one will know that he borrowed money. No one will know it's kakois on Mishubit. So Chazal said that, so he came on from Mishubadim, because there's no kail of Pseida de Lekuches. But, if there's a shtar, there's a kail, the Eidim Amavki in the kail, the Eidim Amavki in the kail. So Mamela, so the accomplishment of a shtar is to make a kail. That's all what you do. The Shibud already is, this is not enough Sefer HaMikna over here. Say the Mikna is by a Shtar Kinyan. So then this Shtar is making Sodai Mechul Aloch. This Shtar is making my field should belong to you. So in order that the Shtar should work, it has to be my Shtar. That's Sefer HaMikna. But a Shtar Raya, there's no such thing. Uvaraya Omecha Sheyesh Lekel, Omecha Vezakel, Amrinin, Hamoycha Sadeh Beidim, Gaibim, and Achosim, Mishabodim. I feel like I sold you a field. Without a star, you can be Gaibim, and Achosim, Mishabodim, if Eidim witnessed the Maisa Mechire, because Mecha is Bepirsum, some Amerud is Akel, so the Mecha is Mechuyim Bachais. So Taisus asks, Amurid Kekashe, this whole Maisa, but this Zokain has nothing to do with Sefer HaMikne. This is a Shtar Raya. Now before we go to Tosfos Teretz, let us see the Tosfos Rid. Toshma, Afu Heid, Afu Heid al Kvakotn, Shoye Birishulay, Voye Sham Zokain Echad, Voye Malve Lachol B'nei Kva, V'kaisi V'chayol, V'chem Chayisma, V'mais Nechachom V'chshir, V'mai, Abinin Seif HaMikne Velekne Perish Bo'inin Shehaloive Yakne Eloi Kaka Isop. The Loive which Rimakdem His Kaka Is V'yishabdem Loi B'Seifa. He's Mishabed B'Seifa V'yimsa Loi L'mal V'Seifa Kosa Veleke. It's not his Seifa Allah Mishim Lozokin Ava Makdolu. So Memele, so the Tosfos Rid says not like Tosfos. Now, there's a Nesivus in Simen Samach Vov, I think Sivkot Mechav Gimel, that wants to fa'emfer Tosfos Kashe, and Lachoyre, this is Pshat in the Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid says as follows, the Nesivus says as follows. Nesivus says, you're 100% right. Min ha'toyre shibud de'aisa. And min ha'toyre, Malva lends Aleva money, he's Meshubit. But Chazal saw that, probably Shibud, so be upset at the Lekuches. Lekuches don't know about it. So they said, the Chazal took off the Shibud. There's no Shibud, because we can't make a Shibud. And Chazal said, the only way there'll be a Shibud is through a Shtar Kinyan. That means the Shtar Halvo, why they held with a Shtar, there should be a Shibud, that's right, because by Shtar there's a Koil. But Lemay said that was the Seder of Chazal. Not Chazal, Chazal wanted to be, it should have a Geder. So they said, since it's a Seder Lekuches, we're Masakin, the Halvo does not Shach HaShibud. We're Mafkiya the Shibud. And the only way a Shibud will be that you have to be Mishabed Yakarka with a Shtar. So Memel, you have to Mishabed Yakarka with a Shtar, so it has to be your Shtar. That's a din of Sefer HaMikne. So Lechere, from the Tosfos Rid, is a riot to the Nesivus. But Tosfos didn't hold like the Nesivus. So Tosfos has a tremendous problem. So Tosfos tells us a very interesting story. The Nira Leforish. The Nira Legmore, the Mistame, given Shoyamalve Lechol B'nei Ha'ye, let's see what Tosfos is telling us, it's Mamash HaPachad Neire. Since he was such a nice person, he lent to everyone in the shtot. A person such a nice person that he lends whenever you need money, you just knock on the door, come in and he lends money. We have to show our koras ha'toyv. Hey, my isim lay tayve, the naisin lay be matone. They used to give him matones. Let's just skip over Mechil. We'll come to this in a minute. Bishtah. Kigoyim sodai nesunovo. They gave him matones. I mean, even though it doesn't say befesh, but let's be practical. A person who always lends you money, so, you need a kolos hatayv. So, Mustama de Zichi gave him kalkois. So, how was he kind of the kalka? Oh, there's a riot that he's acting to them. The shtoris were not a shtarai, the shtoris was a shtafor shtar matone. That means they came over to him, they said, you know, we'd like to give you a matone, but you know, we don't need money for a shtar. If you'll, no problem. So he wrote the shtar and they gave him a matone. Frek the hilike beis Yosef, you know, this is called ribbis balaz. I mean, this is not a nice thing to do. I mean, Tosis made it so able that he's doing them tavis. They wanna give him back something. But how is one permitted to do such a thing? This is not a Mishnah's Chassidim. This is, so Zukta, Eilike Beis Yosef, and Simon Reish Samach, is a raya from this Taisviz, that if a person gives Stam a present, it's not somuch to this man halvo, like this would be an Issa Drabon al Sribis Mucheres. Sribis Mucheres means that we're not speaking about a Ribis Tereis. Ribis Tereis, Ribis Tzutza means we speak out, I'm lending you money, but for this halvo, I want you to give me back the 100,000 of the vona kalke. That's Ribis Tzutza. That's what I'm talking about. That. We're talking about Ribis Mucheres. Ribis Mucheres means that the Reuven lent Shimon money, and he's supposed to pay back Rosh Chodesh Nissen. Rosh Chodesh Nissen, he comes and Rosh Chodesh Nissen, he pays back the money, and the Beis Nissen, he comes with a cake. This is for you. So that's also, that's Ribbis Mucheres. I mean, everyone sees yesterday he paid up the Chayv, and today he's giving him a cake, that's Ribbis Mucheres. You know, he didn't say a word, but that's if he comes a day after. If he comes 5 months after and he gives him a cake and he doesn't say one word, then Chazal didn't have so. So that's the Beis Yosef being Zaraya from our Tosfos, and it's Mutter. But the Yisod stated in the Tosfos, he says, Akoch is speaking about as man muflik. And I don't say one word, I'm not saying, yes, what's the occasion? No. Finished. We don't talk about it. And nutzis gesundheit. That's all. And finished. It's mutter. That's a raya from the Tosfos. Now let us just go back to say the Tosfos properly. Either they used to give him matonis, or they sold him fields. That means what shot they sold him fields. So the Rashi explains a little better. That really, they didn't have money, they didn't have cash to pay up. So they wanted to sell them the field. So the field was the piroin of the chayv. But the shaila is the field was in California. So how is he going to be kind of the field in California? So you cannot be kind of with a milva. A milva, milva lights on it. So you can't say, I'm Michael the Milva and with the Mechilas HaMilva you should, I want to be kind of the Kalke, because you're not, and the wanted that the field should be a piroin for the Choyf, and since he wasn't giving them money for that, so they needed the Maise Kinyan. Used to write, it was on his cloth. So we see klar that a person knows to be maknak, do you maknulu? So the Mel says, azake knows, but stamazoi, people don't know. Ella omaro. So again, so we still by the shaila. We don't know if a person is yoda liknuye. Ella omaro v'mohochi. Orev ha-yoytzei la'acha chisum shtoris. Toivim menachos menechoy. Let us see what Rashi says. La'acher chisim shtores. La'acher shenechta mashtar. Here the shtar halbo. Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, Rosh Chodesh Nissan. And then there was a shtar halbo. And Reuven gave over the shtar to Shimon. Now it's Shimon's shtar. La'acher shenechta mashtar. Kosav Orev Ksav Yodei Va'ami Orev. The shtar was written, the Alvor was done with. And now the Orev, now this was not Rosh Chodesh Nissan, this is Hainissan. Hainissan, Levi comes, and he writes on that shtar, Va'ani Orev. Goiva Malva Mimenu Menachosim Benechoyrim Avalemi Mishavdi. Came in the Lekker shtar Be'edim, less like color. The shtar Be'edim was written Rosh Chodesh Nissan on the Alvor. There's no shtar be'edim on his, that he wants to be mishabed himself, li'yisorit. V'havalei kemil v'alper. So there's no kol. Alma kolodim nami makne. Ha'ishtor k'shechosn bo'yov lachas man, kvar hoya mosu le'malve, v'heich nichse ori v'zeh mishtabdim bo'y. Rabbinin seife mikne, ilav deknayu nelei, malve la'ore, v'chosem v'hoda moshe nelei. Now, I'd just like to mention one thing. Rosh Tosfos speaks about this inyan. Now, that means like this. Normally, the shibud of an orev comes about. That's an orev b'shas matan mois. That means the normal tzir of an orev is as follows. That Reuven comes to Shimon, and Reuven asks Shimon, please lend me $1,000. And Shimon says bluntly, I won't lend you a penny, I don't trust you. I won't lend you, finish. Now, Levi sees the situation, so Levi comes over to Shimon, and tells Shimon, listen, lend him the money. And I'm a kabbal achayis, if Reuven doesn't pay, I'll pay. Fine, you say you'll pay, so I'm lending the money, and because of you. So, that then, that since Shimon is laying out money because of my dibur, that means I told him to lay out money. Levi told Shimon, lay out money and I'll pay. So that creates a shibut. It's keilu, Shimon gave me the money and I gave it, Shimon gave Levi the money and he gave it to Reuven. Or Shimon was mahanehim, he listened to me, laid out money for him. Bekitzer, that creates the shibud of every olive. That hoitzi ma'oisov alpiv. So that's the shibud of an olive. But that is dafke if the halvor came about through the bakoshes ha'orev. So memelos of the olive is meshubud. You don't need a new ma'isikin. There's a shibud of an olive. What is if the Shimon lent money to Reuven, and 5 days later, Levi sees that Shimon is getting gray. He's starting to think, I won't be able to earn a penny from Reuven. So Levi comes over to Shimon, and he tells Shimon, he says, you know what, don't worry, I'm going to pay. Now, these words are worthless. It doesn't mean anything. He said, you're going to pay, but there was no davar hamishabed Levi. So the only way this can work, if Levi tells Shimon, give me the shtar halbo. So now Shimon gives Levi the shtar halbo, and he writes on this shtar halbo, that's orev ha-yoytze la'acha chitim shtos, after the shtar was gechasmet already, he writes on the shtar, ksav yodoy ba'ani orev. I'm an orev. So memele, so he's meshabed himself, the chiyav avos, through the shtar. Now again, we have over here a very misleading inyan. That means Shimon is going to give Levi the shtar. Levi is going to write his name and give it back to him and get back to Shimon. I mean, so Shimon will have the shtar. So the shaila is Shimon makne the shtar to Levi since he knows that he's going to get it back in 2 minutes. So and it says that it's good. You can't mount from Shabbatim because that's a different problem. There's no kail, but you can from, you can come from B'nai Chayim. So you see that the shtar is that Levi is mishabed himself at the shtar. Can only be mishabed if he was kind of the shtar. So you see a person is yada laknuye. This is there, it doesn't say a din of a zokin, of a chochem. So we see a normal person is yada laknuye. Omar Ravashi, my kushe, dulme gavreshani. That's a man. A man, that's the intellect of a man. He realizes, fakel, you need stay mikne, and, but a woman could be doesn't know. We're talking about the datan kalo shel noshim by them, it all thing is a ceremony. So it could be they're not makne. Elo omar ravashi mehoch. Isha kaysebes eskito, a woman writes the get, and we'll see, and then it's even though it's on her clap, the ish kaysev es shayvroi, and the husband writes the receipt on the piroi naksube, shenki, I, what's the problem, how can she write a get? Shenki ma get ala b'chaysomov, because the key ma get is through the eidim, so I don't have to worry that a kilkul will come about, because it's only a get after Eidim Chas, after the Eidim Chasman will know that the Baal wanted. About Al Kaponim, here we have an author in the Mishnah, Isha Kaysevis as Gita, and the Gemara understood Gita means even though it's her paper, and she gives it to him. So we see that Yoda Laknuya. Before we see Rashi, let's just go to the Taisvis that we skipped over. Isha lo yoda laknuye. So let's see, v'im taima, that's what we're up to. V'chi lo yoda masnisen de kaisevitz, didn't the, this a Mishnah, that Isha kaisevitz has gita. The poshet minei besamuch, the Isha kaisevitz has gita. So what's the shiloh? Azara. Who would bring this Mishnah? The Mishnah, everyone knew the Mishnah. V'yeshloime de motzi letruye, the kaisevitz al klaf de bao. Could be it's a different shot that she writes to get, she pays for the cipher, but the klaf is the klaf of the bow. Eloshenesen is chal ksiva, but Rashi the poshim neimash mudaire be klaf shalom. That he learned. No, kesevus is gita means even it's her klaf also. So we see that yoda luckily. Let us see Rashi. With Rashi. Kaysev says Gita umaknele lebal, and she's makne to the bal, the yoiv lonel, and then he gives her back the get. The ish kaysev e shayvroi, piloi na ksube, that's the shayvre, that's the receipt that the ksube was paid up. Shepora, that he paid up. Makneu le isha, and he's makne it to the isha. So here there's a sheklecha problem. Why did Rashi have to say that he's makne to the isha? He was not talking about a shtar kinyan. He was talking about a shtar raya. That means this is a receipt, a shtar raya, that so she's going to give him he's going to get the shtar raya from her. That's what's going to happen. They didn't get chasman. He's going to get and she's going to give him back the shtar raya. So why does Rashi say umakneyu leisha? He's makne to the isha v'yimach semes edim v'ischosu loim l'raya b'yodai. So why did Rashi say umakneyu leisha? So the Rishash is the kashin. The Rishash plays by a kashin. Makneyu. I saw in Chidushi Rab Shmuel once I say a moire de kizach that in order to make a shtar, Rashi held you have to be a bal hashtar. That means the shtar has to belong to you. Lav davke in sefer kinyan. I don't know, it doesn't say this chocho bitlak tana, but perhaps that's what he means. That means that there's a problem of the rishayim eska kasha. How does every shtar work? Does it dimi pi and bulami pik sobo? So there's a pesateret that shtar is different. That's this is a shtar. So it could be to make a star raya, that's a, you're creating a star raya, this is star, this is not Aedis. It has to be your star. That's like when I was more to say in Rashi. The Rashi helped Jesus help Adela Poshe, there's no din of Sefer HaMikne by a star raya. Tesis Rid also didn't know, like the Tesis Rid just said, he's the Levis Meshabet is Karkois with the Shtar. But Rashi is speaking about a Shtar Rai, and Rashi says she's Makne, he's Makne to her. So we see that Philip Shtar Rai is also a din of Sefer HaMikdash. That's what Rabbi Shmuel wants to say. For he, Machtem is Eidim, Meshros Lorei Beyodim. Let us see Taisus. Elamahocha Orev Hayyotze. Koshalahi. The Beresh Amnese, Pligi Rabbi Yochanan Beresh Lokish, Bechayiv Anilacha Mona Bishtar. The Komarosam Ketanoi, Mahach Beorev. Perish Bekunteres, the Pligi Yershiva Hedo. Now, let's just elaborate a little for 2 minutes. This is a sugya in Mesechtes Ksubis. If a person writes in a shtar, Chai v'anilach mona b'shtar, he gives it over b'fnei edim, b'shtar. Machloik is, if he's chayiv, yes or no. So what is the shayla? So Rashi in Ksubis learns the shaylas as follows. We're speaking about Hidor Spaldim. If a person is Mayid Bifnei Eidim and says, come here, I'm Mayde, I owe Beryl $100. So that's, there's a din Hidor Spaldim Kmei Eidim to me. And I can't say Mishata Niboch. I just, if you say before Eidim, you mean what you said. So that Hidor is, you have an Amonis and you chayv to pay Beryl $100. You are Mayde, you owe $100. The Gemara Klaus of Shaila, what if I wrote, I didn't write my name, that's what Tosef learned, Rashi learned from the Gemara, but I wrote, I owe you $100, had a name, and this is given over b'fnei Eidim, the Eidim read it, I owe $100, I give it over to Beryl. Is this Eidor Spaldin, yes or no? That means, do I say, Alimi Milsa de Shtore? It's a serious thing. I wrote on the document, I owe you $100. It's given over if they ate them. So I say, so it's considered like he was Moide if they ate them. Well, no, I didn't say a word. I wrote on a piece of paper. Forget about it. It's Gomesh Mugomesh. So it's Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So the Gemara wants to say, Orif hayetze la'ach achitim shtores. Why does it work? Because the Orif is writing, I became an Orif. That's what Orif hayetze la'ach achitim shtores. So he's being moide that he was an Orif b'shal, if you're moide, it means he was an Orif b'shal salvo. So we see that this Tana holds like a b'yechenin, that it's called the Hido. That's the Gemara in Ksubis. So then our Gemara is a Shrek. So that he was not speaking at all about a Shtar Kinyan. We're just speaking about, is this a Hidor, yes or no? If it's a Hidor, so it means he was made that he was no B'shas Novo, which has nothing to do with our Sugya. That's the Yisus Kash. Koshelari, the Bereish HaNaisi, Poli Rabi Yechanin, Bereish Lokish, Pechadni Lachmona B'shtar, Bekam Arosum Ketanoi, the Malaikas Tanoi Mahdor, the Perish Perundas the Pligi, Ichshivi Heido. The Malaikas, the Tano over here, Oreva Yitzvah, Achitim Shtois holds, Goivim Nechosim Nechayrim, and Benanis holds you not Goiv. So it's the Malaikas in the Shail, and came Ashma the Oreva Chaibloi, Bishum Heido, Shemaida the Nas Oreva Shas Matan Mois, the Maisi Lo Allah, if it brings this Malaikas, Rabbi Yechna Reish Lokish, for Hocha Mashma be Ishtor, whom Meshabit Navshu, Ischai Meyato. Leperish Rabbeinu Tam, the Hosom Lema Forish Bishum Eidor Nech, Rabbeinu Tam didn't learn the whole sugi is going als Eidor, the whole sugi is going als Hakno. That's very good. But Rashi learns Pshat the sugi is going, speaking about Eidor. So how does the Shtim with Agamo? Bishleim is a Toysis wants to say, the Betalt he pleaky. There's a double machlik is, Benanis, Berab Yishmo. Bein Shekosov Bishtar, Bani Moide, Shani Orev, that's one, Machlaikis, is that good or not? That's, Ben Shekosu by Bani Nasa Orev Meyachshav. Tereisha, the Ktoni Orev Hayoitzi, Achechitim Shtores, Mashma the Pligi Bayido. They're speaking about his moida that he wasn't, became an Orev before. They knock it by Lishna Orev Shloi Bishas Matan Mois Chayim. Because in, by Benanis it says he was an Orev Shloi Bishas Matan Mois. And that's an or of la'achamat mois. Ma'isiyochem mechonuk to mishtabed. Avabishloi yeshtar shaloi. Period. Al-Koponim Taisus wants to say there's a machlukis, the Tanakame and Benanis, in two cases. One case that he's moid that it was an or of b'shas matan mois. And that's what the Sugi and Subis is speaking about. He's also speaking about, he wants to be Meshabbat himself, Lacha Matan Mois, and that's what our Sugi is speaking about. That's how Taishas wants to say Pshat. A perish a kuntris the pligi beido, afor gav the san hoitzi olof ksav yodri goide. Now Rashi says, it's a machlikis Rabbi Yechner is shlokish. If it's called the hido, Svetach Taishas is an often a din, the Mishnah, Hoitzi Olav Ksav Yodei Goive, Hosam Bekosa V'chosam Tachta. They're speaking about, he wrote a signature afterwards, I owe you 100,000, he writes his name. That's called the Hido. That's called, he was made of Bishtar. Plaktaya Shaloi Chosam. But here speaking about, Machlekes, Rabbi Yechishlok is speaking about, he said, I owe you, and he didn't write his name, but it was given over Bifnei Edom. There is a Machlekes, is a called the Hido. I'm an Orev, Amosaloi Hashtar Bifnei Edom. And gave over the Shtar Bifnei Edom. So that is the case. So there is a machloikis. Is it Eidor or is it not Eidor?